Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Ladies and gentlemen, have you all been seeing any of those TV shows or maybe even movies that portray, you know, the people are walking down the sidewalk, they're walking down the street, and folks are able to just get all this information about them. You know how they show it, like in a square, and they'll show all this information about the person's name, and maybe date of birth, and all this kind of stuff. What do you think about all of that? What do you think about the idea of getting to the point where, man, you can just pull up all this stuff? I mean, just see, literally, who a person is about just by walking, and the information just comes up. It just pops up. How you feel about that invasion of privacy stuff when you see things like that going on? Do you think we should have any say-so in it as to whether or not government and business can develop a program where we're just walking down the sidewalk and all this information is being not really gathered. It's there. And they just see it. Yes, yes, yes. How will they do that? How will they set it up so that people are walking down the sidewalk and someone else, maybe a police detective or maybe someone with the military, wherever, whoever, could be your neighbor, just glasses and boom, there the information is, your name, address, date of birth, profession, married, single, divorced, widowed, number of children, all kinds of general information about you. And all they got to do, they don't even have to punch a button. The information is just there. How will they pull that off? Well, you know, one of the things we've been talking about too off and on over the years is this whole notion of our memories being kept indefinitely. I mean, even after we have died, they have our memories. You remember how I was telling you that one of the things that some people are wanting to do is literally tap into our brains, and upload the content of our brains, the thoughts, the memories, upload it to a computer, where they could have it for who knows how long. Like I said, indefinitely is their hope. Well, let's do an update. Let Seeker.com give us an idea of whether or not we're a little bit closer to them actually pulling that off. Uploading the thoughts, the memories of our brains, and being able to store them.
Someday our bodies are going to break down and we'll die. Our brain will decay and disappear forever. But what if it didn't have to? Right now there are scientists around the world working on technology that could one day take your brain and possibly your consciousness and upload it into a computer. This would be a game changer in neuroscience, and some believe could lead to immortality. So how close are we to downloading our brains? Okay, first off, what do we mean when we say downloading the brain? It's not plugging a cable into your head and syncing it with your phone. It's much more complicated than that because, well, the brain is really, really complicated.
So the information in a brain is encoded in the synaptic connections between neurons. This is the major theory of how not only episodic memories are encoded in the brain, but essentially all learned knowledge. Now, there's on the order of 100 billion neurons in a human brain, and each of those neurons has tens of thousands of connections. And so you are looking at hundreds of trillions of those synaptic connections, each of which have been tuned by your life's experience.
So in order to download your brain, each one of those trillions of connections would have to be precisely scanned, mapped, and digitally reconstructed on a computer as an emulated brain. The idea would be that this simulation would not only behave like a biological brain, but could retain the thoughts and memories of the person whose brain was scanned. Now, this is all great to think about and makes for interesting dinner conversation, but we have yet to scan a complete human brain, let alone test the theory of consciousness. That's not to say some progress hasn't been made, though. There are projects all over the world working on scanning and simulating brains in the name of healthcare and medicine. This is more about unlocking the mysteries of our brain and less about unlocking the key to immortality.
We don't really understand a system until we can build it ourselves and manipulate it in a computer and really understand all the pieces and parts.
In 2014, researchers scanned a roundworm brain and made a simulation that they installed into a simple Lego robot. And the simulated brain moved the robot freely without any human direction. There have been other projects trying to recreate the brain through reverse engineering, experiments reading and implanting memories, and one group created an algorithm for large-scale human brain simulations. But one of the biggest projects involving actual brain scanning is taking place at the Allen Institute in Seattle. They have scanned and digitally reconstructed a cubic millimeter of a mouse brain. Yeah, that may not seem like a big deal due to the really small scale, but this is the largest roadmap of connections of a mammalian brain ever. Now, a cubic millimeter is about the size of a single grain of sand and is home to 100,000 neurons and over a billion synapses. In order to scan this tiny segment, it first had to be sectioned 25,000 times, with each slice being about a fifth the thickness of a human hair. Then, tens of millions of images were taken. This gives you an idea of what would have to happen in order to scan the entire human brain.
That means that mapping a human brain a million times larger would take a fleet of electron microscopes, decades, in order to image. Obviously, the technology is going to have to change, perhaps not radically, but at least in scale, to make something like this happen.
We just don't have powerful enough technology to be able to accurately and efficiently capture an entire human brain. And even if we could, would that also copy our consciousness?
Most neuroscientists would say, yes, it's exactly the same person, it's exactly the same thing. But we really don't know if there's some other issue that we're missing. But still, the question is the simulation at a resolution that is sufficient to capture who you are?
The idea is that our thoughts and memories are basically data. And in theory, we should be able to copy that data over to a computer, and you would still be you. But what kind of you?
If we, you know, made a replication of your brain, there's no reason that you'd be living in silence and darkness inside Dropbox. We'd be giving you fake input. In theory, if somebody were a computer simulation, what it would be like is exactly what this is like for us. You'd look around, you'd say, oh, here I am. I can feel my body. I can taste this drink. I can eat this pizza. And in theory, it wouldn't be any different.
Or if you want to still experience the real world, your brain could be installed into a robot.
The person opens up their robotic eyes, and they say, wow, I'm still here. And if it works, that's how it should feel. It should feel like you are coming out of a surgery. You should be able to call up memories from your past. You should be able to still remember how to do certain things. You should have the same likes and dislikes.
However, advancements in connectomics won't come from scientists looking for the fountain of youth. Researchers want to understand the brain better in order to combat disease and mental disorders. We'd be able to better treat tumors, epilepsy, addiction, and learn more about how we evolved. This is why people are looking to digitally map the brain. In the end, if we are ever able to upload someone's consciousness, it may just be a bonus from these studies.
Mind uploading is a very long-term project of humanity. It's so long-term that I think most of the people today that are working on it would not recognize that they're working on it.
The desire is there to scan and map an entire human brain. And that process may lay the groundwork for a brave volunteer to have their brain removed and digitized, which might lead to the first immortal being. We just have to wait for technology to catch up with our ambition. So how close are we to downloading the human brain?
We're nowhere close. We can't even download a fruit fly. We can image small pieces of brain tissue or small organisms' brains, but we don't know enough about how the nervous system works in order to interpret those images and create a simulation.
With the technology that we have right now, we're nowhere close. But the road seems clear enough to get there. Unless there's some giant surprise that we run into, it seems like each year as technology gets better and better, we get higher and higher resolution on what's going on. It's a clear path to get there.
I mean, unless we're already there and you're currently watching this in a computer-simulated world where nothing around you really exists.
What do you think about that, everybody? You know, I know they talked about how it could help with curing diseases, etc., etc. I got to tell you, though, one of the big questions, in fact, the biggest question in my mind is, what is the real reason that they would want people to have their brains uploaded? Why? What is the real reason they'd want to be able to upload people's brains into computers? The real reason. I mean, this is something that seems like will take more and more decades. Listen to how long they're saying it would take to just upload one small, tiny fraction of one neuron in the brain, in one brain. How long would it take to download the entire brain? And once they may have finished downloading one entire brain, how much longer before they could download the second entire brain? And then finally, the fifth entire brain. I mean, would there even be any purpose? I mean, would there be any benefit by the time they spent enough time downloading 15 brains? 15 entire brains. Now, you know what else I want you to think about? If they could successfully download your brain and your consciousness, basically with our consciousness being that part of us that lets us know we really are alive, we really do exist, part of the debate when it comes to whether or not a person who has just been conceived really is a human being. Do they have consciousness? Do they have awareness of their existence? How would that affect you? Someone had successfully uploaded your brain, successfully stored your brain, and then successfully implanted your brain into a robot body so that it wasn't, remember now, they're talking about grabbing the memories, the thoughts, etc., from your brain after scanning. Remember now, we kept hearing that word scanning. They would be scanning the contents of your brain and uploading it into something else that simulated a brain, that looked like, that resembled a brain. And then eventually take that simulated brain that has your thoughts, your memories in it, your personality in it, and implant that in a robot. And then one day, as he said, you open your eyes and you realize you are here. Would you consider yourself alive? Would you say, oh, wow, man, I'm alive again. I had died, but now I'm alive again. And keep in mind, you would know Based on what we're hearing about the reports, the plans, the design, etc., you would know nothing about you would be real except your thoughts. And remember, even there, one of the researchers said that they would just feed you fake thoughts, fake information. But yet, according to what they're saying, the memories would be real. They would really be memories of your life as you are now, a real human brain and a real rest of the body with a consciousness of your existence, a soul, let's not leave that out. What if they were able to scan everything about your brain, upload it into a simulated brain, a fake brain, something that looked like a brain, but it wasn't truly a brain, and then they put that simulated brain that has your real thoughts, your real memories, your real memory of you as a person into this robot body, turn the robot, hit the switch, and you come on, and your simulated brain with your real thoughts starts working. And you realize, again, your thoughts, your system of thoughts, and your system of memories are in this simulated brain. And remember now, based on what we're hearing, you know now it would be a simulated brain and not your real brain. And so you remember that when you woke up. Simulated brain in a robot body with your real thoughts. Would that strike you as super strange, super bizarre, something that you just would not want to experience? Or does that excite you and you say, wow, you know, I think I could go for that? What if they started selling you on the notion of the whole idea of hey, you'll have a better body. Your new body would never be able to be diseased. Your new brain would never be able to be diseased. But remember, for all practical purposes, since this is everything about your mind, everything about your brain would be scanned, a scanned system and not a true neurological system that comprised that in that partially comprised your brain, it would all be about technology, it would all be about digits. Well, your human body, your new body would not be able to be diseased. What about viruses? For all practical purposes, you would be a technological being. Instead of a human being, for all intents and purposes, you would be a technological being. And we know that computers can be hacked. Viruses can be uploaded into computers, technology. That's why cybersecurity is so important to us. Would you have any less concerns about something going wrong with your being if you were a technological being than right now while you are a human being? Or would you just feel that, would you just conclude that, hey, I'm a technological being now, I don't have any concerns about dying? But we know that even computers eventually kind of go the way of the dinosaur. They don't exist and thrive forever. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? Does this concept, does this notion sound appealing to you? Back in just a few, we're going to take a look at, as we look into the future this Thursday, we're going to switch gears, change directions, take a look at some ambitious plans regarding seawater, solar power, and agriculture.